You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to Victory. And here in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. Ako po si Romel, and I'm one of your pastors here in our church. No? Tayo po ay nasa panglimang linggo ng ating series na Trustworthy, at pinag-aaralan pa rin po natin ang Book of Isaiah. No? So, ngayong araw po ay isang napakahalagang araw sapagkat bilang mga Kristiyano, we are celebrating Pentecost Sunday. No? Pentecost Sunday is a commemoration and celebration of the receiving of the Holy Spirit by the early church. No? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit marked the beginning of the church as we know it. Pentecost is really all about the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, pwede po bang pakitype dyan sa comment section, ano, Holy Spirit, no? At ito rin po ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong araw na to, the ministry and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so, would you please open your Bible, and we will be reading from Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. Sabi po dito, no, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you anoint the preaching of your word. Lord, we ask, Lord, that we would be a people who would rely and depend on the Spirit of God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Just to give us a background, no, of Isaiah, no, at least of the chapter where we are in now, no, because of Israel and Judah's sin and of their rebellion against God, they were basically judged by the Lord, no. So sila po ay hinatulan ng Diyos, hindi po para destroy sila, no, but to discipline them and to restore them back to Him, so that they would realize that they need to trust the Lord and not to trust on idols, on wealth, or riches, and even of other nations. No? That God alone is trustworthy and worthy of worship. At gagamitin po ng Diyos ang empire ng Assyria at Babylon to judge them and put them to exile. Israel will be conquered by Assyria, and eventually, Judah will also fall to the Babylon Empire. And Isaiah was giving this prophecy, and it wasn't pretty, no? Hindi po siya maganda, no? A time will come when the whole nation of Israel bore both the northern kingdom, okay, which is Israel, and the southern kingdom, which is Judah, both of them will be exiled, and there will be no more kingdom of Israel. And they were likened to a forest that was cut off and burned, no? And yet, in the midst of this imagery, Isaiah prophesied that a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a branch from its roots, shall bear fruit. That there is going to be a hope. That their line will not be cut off forever. It will be a temporary setback for the nation of Israel. They will return to their land from exile. And not only they will return, there will be a king from Judah who will reign from the line of David. And this is indeed such a good news. Why? Because this king will be unlike any other king of Israel and Judah. This king will be a righteous king. And this king will usher in a reign of safety and security to which the exile may come back to. No? And Isaiah gave them a picture of what this king will do. Ano po ba yung gagawin ng hari na to? No? Isaiah 11 verses 3 to 5, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ear hears. Okay? But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This king will be unlike any other kings. Why? Kasi magiging kagalakan daw po niya ang pagsunod sa Panginoon. Ang hari na to ay may takot sa Diyos. Makikita natin kung bakit importante yan later on. Hindi siya mamumuno at hahatol siya batay lamang sa kanyang mga nakikita o naririnig sa iba. Bibigyan niya ng katarungan ang mga mahihirap at ipagtatanggol ang kanilang mga karapatan. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang salita, paparusahan niya ang mga tao sa mundo at mamamatay ang mga masasama. Siya ay may kapangyarihan na gawin ang tama at pairalin ang katarungan at katapatan. Ano? This is what is in store for Israel and Judah. What a hope and a promise from the Lord. Bakit ganito yung hari na to? No? Bakit ganito yung magiging pamumuno niya at ang kanyang magiging katauhan? Makikita po natin yan in verse 2. No? Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, why would this king be a righteous king? Why would he have the fear of the Lord? Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Mananahan at mananatili sa hari na to ang Spirito ng Diyos. At magbibigay ito sa kanya ng karunungan at pangunawa, kakayahan sa pagbibigay ng mabuting payo at kapangyarihan na gawin ang tama at parusahan ang mga mali. Kaalaman at takot sa Diyos, paggalang at pagsunod sa Diyos. Now, this is a big deal. This is a game changer for the nation of Israel. Why? Because though there were good kings after King David, like Josiah, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, there were no other kings that the Bible explicitly mentioned that the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. To some prophets, yes, but not to kings after King David. Kapag sinabi po kasi natin that the Spirit of the Lord came upon someone, we can say that they were able to do something that are extraordinary. Why? Because they were endowed, given power from on high. That this coming king will be empowered by the Spirit of the Lord. We can see here that the branch that will come out from the apparently dead stump isn't just barely alive. It is full of life. Why? Because it is full of the Spirit of God. Way much different from the other kings from the line of David. The Davidic kings had come to manifest a spirit which had little of God in it. And most of these kings were self-seeking, distrustful of God and others, wanting their own glory rather than pursuing the glory of God. They seem to be spiritually bankrupt. And Isaiah longed for a day of having a king who will once again be endowed by the Spirit of God, having the Spirit of God visiting them again as a nation because of their leaders. Sabi po ni Dr. John Oswalt, the promised shoot from the stump of Jesse will be characterized by the very breath of God about him. Everything about his leadership will testify to a supernatural endowment for his calling. It is this which is critical. Why? Because unless this king is truly endued with the Spirit of God, the results of his rule will be no different from those of an Ahaz. Sino po ba si King Ahaz? No? Sa pangalan pa lang po, no? Parang hindi na po maganda yung mga pinaggagawa nito. No? And rightly so, no? In 2 Kings verse 2, Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king. Unlike David, his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He followed the ways of the kings of Israel and even sacrificed his son in the fire, engaging in the detestable practices of the nation the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. Grabe po ito, no? No fear of God, worshiping other king. And then in verse 7, Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. Okay? Tapos ito po yung sinabi niya, I am your servant and vassal. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Aram and of the king of Israel who are attacking me. I mean, he needed help, King Ahaz, but he has God to call on too. But rather than calling and trusting and asking help from God, the maker of the heaven and earth, from the Holy One of Israel, guess what he did? Rather than turning to the Lord, he turned to a mere man, the king of Assyria. And he says, I am your servant. Rather than saying, I am God's servant, he says, I am this king, Assyria's servant. Rather than asking the Lord for help, he asks help from a mere mortal. And ano pang ginawa niya, no? And Ahaz took the silver and the gold found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasuries of the royal palace and sent it as a gift to the king of Assyria. I mean, no fear of God, getting things that belongs to the Lord in the temple of God and using that, okay, to send it as a gift to the king of Assyria. And then in 2 Chronicles 28, and some of another account of King Ahaz, the Lord had humbled Judah. Why? Because of Ahaz. because of this king, because of this leader who have no regard for God, who has no fear of the Lord, who have no wisdom in calling upon the name of God. Why? Promoting wickedness in Judah. Not only promoting wickedness, di ba sana kung siya lang, pero parang hinikayat pa niya yung kanyang mga mamamayan. And he had been most unfaithful to the Lord. Hinikayat ang mga tao na gumawa ng masama imbis na sumunod sa Diyos. And verse 22 would say, in the time of his distress, he became yet more faithless to the Lord, the same King Ahaz. Sa panahon ng kahirapan, sa panahon ng kagipitan, mas lalo po siyang naging suwail sa Diyos. Pinasara ang pintuan ng mga templo. Nagpatayo siya ng mga altar sa bawat kanto ng Jerusalem. And in every city of Judah, he made high places to make offerings to other God, doing things that are detestable before the Lord. Rather than going to God in the time of need, he went to other people. He went to other gods to supply his needs. Not looking to the Lord, but looking to other people and looking to other gods for deliverance. Grabe po yung king na to, no? And King Ahaz clearly lacked wisdom from the Lord. Lacked understanding of who God is, of the Holy One of Israel. He was lacking counsel and the might to be able to do what is right. He lacked knowledge of who his God was. And clearly, no fear of God in him. And that's why Israel and Judah needed a king who is filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. I mean, they had been longing for a king like David, who will be after God's own heart. A king who will follow and promote the ways of God and will keep the decrees of the Lord, not only for himself, but also for the whole nation. And as prophesied by Isaiah, that king will come. That king will come and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Mananahan at mananatili ang Espiritu ng Diyos sa kanya. And this might come as a surprise. Probably nung sinasabi to ni Isaiah, he was shook. He was shook, no? Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord comes to people in the Old Testament and empowers them to really fulfill certain tasks like Bezalel, no? In Exodus, when they were making the tent of meeting, I mean, the Spirit of God filled him and he was given ability and intelligence, knowledge in all craftsmanship. Of course, you know, Gideon, the Spirit of the Lord clothed him. And though he was least in the tribe, least in their clan, least in their family, yet he was able to be raised as a judge and lead the nation of Israel, defeating the Philistines' armies with just a jar, a torch, and with just shouting. I mean, could you imagine why? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. I mean, we all know Samson when the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him and he was given extraordinary and supernatural strength, okay? Although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tears a young goat. And of course, we know David, 1 Samuel 16. Okay, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David and from that day forward and became one of the greatest kings in Israel, running after God, no? And so, however, in the Old Testament times, the Spirit indwelling appears to have been selective and temporary, no? Saul was empowered by the Spirit of God, yet in 1 Samuel 16, okay? Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. The Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Why? Because of his sin, because of his rebellion. Umalis kay Saul ang Spirito ng Panginoon. And even David, after committing sin, you know what he prayed? Psalm 51 says, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Ang banal na Spirito sa akin ay huwag niyo po sanang bawiin. Why? Because in the Old Testament, the Spirit coming upon people appears to be temporary. But not with this branch, not with the shoot from the stump of Jesse. Why? Because verse 2 says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Rest means to settle down. It means to remain. It connotes the absence of movement. It connotes being settled in a particular place with overtones of finality, meaning on this branch, on this righteous king, the Spirit of God will always be with him and he will not be withdrawn. The Holy Spirit will rest on the coming king permanently and not temporarily. This king will always, all the time be filled and be energized by the Lord's Spirit. This king will lead with the fear of the Lord, with righteousness, with faithfulness to the Lord. And again, this branch, this righteous king, is none other than Jesus Christ. And this prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 3:16 when it says, "And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him." And I just like how Luke presented the events after the baptism of Jesus. Makita po natin in Luke 3:22, "And the Spirit descended on him and in bodily form like a dove." And then immediately in chapter 4, verse 1, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert." And then in verse 14, "Jesus returned to Galilee in the power." Okay? Can you say power? No? I-type nyo nga dyan sa comment section. Power, no? I mean, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread the whole countryside. And so makikita po natin dito, no? When Jesus was baptized, he was filled with the Spirit of God. He was led by the Spirit of God. And he was empowered by the Spirit of God. Such was the life of Jesus when he was here on earth. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding is upon Jesus. Perfectly wise in all things. The way he answered the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the way he taught the disciples and the people, he discerns and sees the hearts of men. And you know what this means? Jesus understands all things and he understands us. He understands you perfectly. What we're going through, he can definitely sympathize with us. Why? Because the Spirit of wisdom and understanding is upon Jesus. The Spirit of counsel and might is upon Jesus. He has the perfect counsel to give us at all times. He has both the wisdom and the understanding to be a perfect counselor. He knows what course of action is best and have the strength and the power to do it. He has the power to do what is right and what he desires to do. Many would help us if they could, but are powerless. Others may have power to help us, but some just don't care. But you see, Jesus. Jesus has both the love and the might to help us. Jesus has both the love and the might to help us. Amen? I mean, that's a good news. Not only that, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord is upon Jesus. He knows everything. He personally knows us even by our name. Grabe, ganun po tayo kakilala ng Panginoon. In fact, the Bible says even the hair, the strands of your hair. Alam po niya yan, ano? Pag natulog ka, nagising ka kang inang umaga, pagbangon mo, meron kang hair fall, updated po si Lord sa status na nangyayari sa buhok mo, no? Kung may uban na bumagsak dyan, alam din po ni Lord yan. Why? Because he has perfect knowledge and his knowledge doesn't lead him to pride. His knowledge led him to fear God. And Jesus willingly kept himself in place of submission, respect, and honor to God the Father in spite of what he knows. Nothing pleased Jesus more than doing the will of his Father. And guess what? Jesus was able to do all of this and much more. Why? Because Jesus, our King, lived and ministered as a man filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. The wisdom and understanding, the counsel and might, the knowledge and the fear of the Lord Jesus displayed in his earthly ministry flowed from his reliance on the Spirit of the Lord who filled him. Let me say that again. The wisdom and understanding, the counsel and might, the knowledge and the fear of the Lord Jesus displayed while he was here on earth flowed from his reliance, from his dependence on the Spirit of the Lord who filled him. As truly God, Jesus has all these attributes from eternity. But when Jesus emptied himself, when he was born here on earth, he allowed the Holy Spirit to fill him as a man, and Jesus chose to rely on the Spirit of the Lord as a man, being an example to us and a sympathizer with us. And so ano po yung sinasabi dito? That as his followers, Jesus wants us to be filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. Yun po yung kagustuhan ni Lord. Kaya nga po, nung nagpunta po siya rito, he emptied himself. I mean, he had all those qualities, but so that he will be able to demonstrate to us of how it is as a man and woman who fears God, who has God in his life, that we could be empowered and filled by the Spirit of God. And Jesus is an example for us to follow. And so as his followers, Jesus wants us to be filled and be empowered by the Spirit of the Lord. John 14:6. Ito pong sabi ni Jesus, no? And I will ask the Father, and he will give you the disciples. If you're a believer, okay, he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. And so ang tanong po, no? What help do you need today? Ano po bang tulong ang kailangan nyo ngayong araw na to, no? Kailangan nyo po ba ng comfort? Kailangan nyo po ba ng kapahingahan, ng kaginhawahan, ng kagalingan? Do you need comfort from the pain and the suffering? Do you need rest? Do you need someone who understands you and who knows what you're going through today? Then ask for the Holy Spirit. Do you need counsel today? Maybe you don't know what to do at kailangan mo ng katalinuhan na nagmumula sa Diyos. Excuse me, di po ako galit. You need wisdom today to know what to do next. Maybe you are at loss, but the Holy Spirit is there for you to give you counsel so you would know the right thing to do. But not just to know the right thing to do. He's not just our counselor. He's our strengthener so that we would do what is right. To give us the strength so we won't give up in doing what is right. Kailangan mo ba ng kalakasan para magawa ang tama at iwasan ang mga bagay na taliwa sa kalooban ng Diyos? Then we need the Spirit of God. Kalakasan para malabanan yung mga takot, no? Kung ano man yung mga fear na naglipa na ngayon sa lipunan natin. Then we need the Spirit of God to strengthen us. Kalakasan para hindi po tayo manghina sa ating mga pananampalataya. Then ask for the Spirit of the Lord. Not only is our strengthener, He's our advocate. To remind us of the knowledge of the truth. That all of our sins are forgiven. That you are as white as the snow. To remind us that God does not condemn us. That we have a heavenly Father who is for us. And not against us. To continually remind us that our God is good and that God is here for us. Not only an advocate but as an intercessor to help us pray. Okay? And He's praying on our behalf. Okay, you may think no one cares. No one prays for me. But Jesus does. The Holy Spirit does intercede for us so that we will not fall and for us to continually walk with God and so that we will continually fear Him. Ang isa sa mga favorite ko dito, standby. No? Grabe to, no? Okay lang pala mag-standby because the Holy Spirit is a standby. Someone who will just be with you. Okay, on your side forever. Grabe ito, ha? Forever, not temporarily, but permanently with us. Unlike in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit indwells people, empowers people, selectively, temporarily. But now we are in Christ. The Holy Spirit can reside in us, lives in us, not temporarily, but permanently. That's why He's a standby. Andyan lang po ang Holy Spirit. Okay, who will be with us so that we will not have to be alone. Siguro mag-isa ka po ngayon. Naka-isolate ka, hindi mo kasama ang pamilya mo, and you feel alone or even abandoned. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is there for you and He remains with us. Not just for 30 minutes, for 1 hour, for 24 hours, 2 days, 3 days, but He remains with us. Guess what? Forever. Kaya mga kapatid, may forever sa Diyos. Okay? May forever such as the Holy Spirit indwells all believers and He does so permanently and not temporarily. And so do you need someone with you today? Guess what? You ask for the Spirit of God. What do we need today? You need love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Ito po ba mga kailangan natin? Pag-ibig? Di ba kagalakan sa gitna ng mga kahirapan ngayon, kapayapaan, pagtitiis, kabutihan, kagandahang loob, katapatan, maging mahinahon, Okay, pagpipigil sa sarili, then we got to ask for the Spirit of the Lord to fill us continually. And this is the desire of God. This is what God Jesus wants as His followers. Sabi po ni R.A. Torrey, just so now that Jesus is gone to the Father, we have another person, just as divine as He is, just as wise as He, just as ready and just able to help, who is always by our side. No, kung minsan po yung internet nyo, intermittent, no? Minsan nawawala. Minsan wala pong presensya yung internet sa bahay, napuputol. But guess what? The Holy Spirit, wala pong intermittent signal. Okay, hindi po pag tumawag po kayo, the subscriber cannot be reached, no? Si Jesus po, we could always reach Him because of the Holy Spirit in our lives. What help do you need today? Ano po bang mga tulong kailangan natin ngayon? Do you need wisdom? Do you need understanding? Do you need counsel? Do you need might? Do you need knowledge? Do you need the fear of the Lord? Then we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen? As His followers, Jesus wants us to be filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. Grabe po, no? Romans 8:11. Tingnan po natin to. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. I mean, that power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead. That power, okay, who was able to recreate life from Jesus. Guess what? It lives inside of you. As a believer, there's so much power that lives inside of us. But the challenge is, are we tapping into that power? Is the Holy Spirit being manifested in our lives? Are we relying on the power of the Holy Spirit? And I hope we do, and I hope we will, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us to help us, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to lead us into all truth, and to empower us. Amen. And this is what I want us to do today. Will you search your heart right now? And deep down at the core of your hearts, would you ask yourself, am I relying on the Holy Spirit? Or am I relying on my own abilities? Nagre-rely lang ba ako sa sarili kong diskarte? I mean, are we seeking the help of the Holy Spirit? Or would we rather seek the help of people first before the Lord? Kapag tayo po ba ay nagigipit, tayo po ba ay lumalapit sa Diyos at humihingi ng tulong sa Holy Spirit? Or mas nagtitiwala po tayo sa ating sariling kakayahan at katalinuhan? Are we seeking the Holy Spirit to guide us? To lead us? Or is it the social media that's guiding us and leading us? What's filling us today? Is it fear? Is it uncertainty? Or are we asking the Holy Spirit to fill us? And so would we ask the Lord today, Lord, would you search our heart? Lord, would you know our hearts? Would you test us and know our anxious thoughts and see that if there's any offensive way in us, Lord, that you would lead us in the way everlasting? And so would you ask the Lord today, guys, so much power. The third person of the Trinity residing inside of us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And then when He left, guess what? God lives inside of us. Because of what Jesus done on the cross, we are now given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is living inside of us because we are now in Christ. But the question is, are we relying? Are we depending on the Spirit of God? Are we walking in the Spirit or are we walking in our flesh? And so would you ask the Lord today, Lord, kamusta po ba yung relasyon ko sa inyo? Lord, how am I in terms of my relationship with the Holy Spirit? I mean, there's just so much power that the Lord has given upon us through the Holy Spirit. And Lord, would you forgive us that at times, Lord, that we would rather fill ourselves with fear, fill ourselves with anxiety, rather than asking the Spirit of the Lord to fill us, that we may have the Spirit of understanding and wisdom and knowledge and might and the fear of the Lord, to fill us. And so, Lord, we ask that if indeed there's so much power in the Holy Spirit, why is it not manifesting in our lives? Is it doubt? Is it fear? Is it sin that's hindering us to relate to the Holy Spirit? And so, Lord, would you search our hearts today? And we're asking, Lord, we want the gift of the Spirit. Lord, we want that gift. Lord, and we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we need that power, Lord. Lord, to be able to do what you've called us to do, Lord, to be a witness, God. And not just to be a witness, Lord, just to be transformed and to live godly lives in our life. Lord, we need the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask of you that you would fill us. Lord, that you would lead us, Holy Spirit. That you would empower us, Holy Spirit. Lord, that you would fill us today. That you would refresh us. That you would strengthen us. Lord, that you would comfort us. That you would guide us. Lord, that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. That you would grant us the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Lord, we humble ourselves and say, Lord, apart from you, we are nothing. Lord, we cannot do this. We cannot continue to live in this pandemic, not having the power and not relying on the Spirit of God. And so, Lord, today, Holy Spirit, would you fill us? Holy Spirit, we ask, Lord, that you would fill us anew, Lord. And Lord, that you would continue to work your way in and through our lives. Lord, thank you. Lord, that we could ask of the Spirit and we could receive of the Spirit of God. Lord, help us to continually wait on you and be strengthened, be empowered, be filled by the Spirit of God in and through our lives. Again, as believers, as followers, Jesus wants you to be filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. We cannot live Christianity apart from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And so let's depend on God. Let's depend on the Holy Spirit. Let's rely on the Spirit of God and ask Him that He may fill us every single day of our lives. Amen. Acts 2:17 says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. I mean, that's the promise of God. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And so let's continue to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to our families, young and old, and even to our very nation. Amen. In fact, why don't we do this right now? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit, Lord, to our families. Every single mom, every single dad, Lord, every children, Lord. God, every person in our household, God, Lord, would you pour out your spirit on all flesh, God. And even to our nation, Lord. Lord, we ask. And we say, Holy Spirit, we need you. Lord, would you deliver us? Holy Spirit, would you work your way in and through the lives of every people, every family, Lord, and even of our government leaders, God, Lord, that you would grant them wisdom and understanding and might and counsel, Lord, and that you would give them knowledge and the fear of God in our lives. Holy Spirit, we pray, Lord, would you pour out your spirit even to our churches today and be used by you, Lord. Let us be a people who would continually trust you and see how you will work in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Last group of people I want to pray for. You know, the Bible says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And guess what? You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you're here and you want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, guess what? You got to repent first. You got to come to Jesus and allow Jesus to forgive you and save you. And when you do that, guess what? The Holy Spirit, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're one of those people, would you just pray this prayer and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I know that I am a sinner. And I'm humbling myself today. Jesus, would you forgive me? Lord, I repent of all my sins. And Lord, that I need help. Lord, I cannot live this life apart from you, apart from the Holy Spirit. And so, would you fill me with the Spirit of God so that I may know you and your purposes in my life. Lord, thank you for the new life. Lord, thank you that because I am in Christ, the old is gone and the new has come for me. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. We got to be filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. And let me just pray for every single one of us as we leave this room. Can we just lift up our hands to the Lord? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that you desire for every single believer to be filled by the Spirit of God. And Lord, today, Lord, help us. Lord, give us hunger and thirst not only for your word, for your presence, but for the Spirit of God in and through our lives. Lord, would you fill us anew? Will you baptize us afresh? In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and move in the power and the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.